Bernier. It indicates kind of a difference between a priesthood session and a women's. In the priesthood session, the brethren call it so they straighten out and guide the men, right? It's true. How come the women have a women's session? It isn't because the brethren wants to get all the women together and counsel with them. Oh no! That has nothing to do with that. It's mostly a sense of fair play, right? Well, if we have a priesthood session, we better let the girls have their session too. And of course, the women were always going, okay, counsel. See, you go, they're totally different. The women get together. If you're going to what? Oh, they're mostly to endure us. I understand. See, and that's a whole other reason why, you know? Okay. Then the discussions, right? We're talking about the basic principles of the gospel, right? Faith, repentance, baptism, get the Holy Ghost. And we always keep in endure to the end.
Yeah.
But that's not a written one.
Don't
know. You're going, yeah. You go, see? The scripture is from that. Because men are enduring, women are enduring. Men are having fun. And that's why guys would say, okay, guys, here's some basic rules. Here's a lot more basic rules about the things that you've got to stay out of trouble. Like the only thing that God really said about letting the scriptures was about, you know, how to handle your feelings at the time. Our daughters of God. Women are daughters of our heavenly children. Stuff like that. Because men, men's with Moses, with Aaron. Yeah. Stuff like that. And that's if you're being good. Otherwise, it's all just tradition. It's a good story. You could tell them, well, you didn't recognize them in that standing, you don't know. Somebody was just that level. Well, because you know how fun. And how cool, kind of. You can be some guy doing all you want. All he'll do is stand on the back of his head and stay tuned. Yeah. You're acting like an idiot. And defend yourself. Now, if a dad does something to bad daughter, oh, all hell breaks, right? Just rain from the hammer. Yeah, the guy has to straighten out, not the girl to take care of. Although he might not be much of a behavior, that's not really what worked over by him. He had some basic counsel and harpy from going after his daughter. You know, I don't have to get involved with that. Women will seem better to fit without me having to get involved. It's probably not the father's head, too. Yeah. I don't have to do this more. Right. There's the thing. Because I just won't say it this before anybody. Yeah. I come up by husband. Yeah, can you tell me? Girls have are allowed to girlfriends for the most part. Well, it worked pretty good for the feminist one. It was, you know. Women pretty much do anything. The women have a better idea about the vote. Number one, you have to send your husband out to do that stuff. You know, it's like, go out and kill. My job, and if you go out and vote for some dipstick, not my job, and if I care enough to get politically minded, don't worry, I'll make sure you vote the way I want you. You go, how's that for simplicity? Maybe women get out of the house, do all the rest of this stuff, they have to show up at some polling booth. Trust me. That's not what most women really want to get into. They were busy doing other things. Let men have their little game. Men just want to play an all little men's game. Feeling. What do they end up doing? Treating men like their their BFFs or whatever. Just treating men like other women.
I'm sorry. I'm looking
for you. It's a lot more comfortable. Because, yeah, it says, I'm sorry, we're kind of National Geographic. And so people are always like, oh, you just do that National Geographic. Bare breast women. And you go, yeah, and we see what happens to them. Their breasts sleeping. Yeah. They're like, this is, oh, yeah, that's the death. Yeah. And you go, trust me, men may have come up with the actual stuff, perhaps, constructed them, maybe. Because, trust me, they were to the women, that's the thing. Just like everything else.
It's a process.
Because women are the master planners. Yes, dirty. You know, it has nothing to do with me. I'm supposed to be selfish. Yeah, they have questions. That held it up in a lot of ways, huh?
Yeah.
I think the problem was once you took that corset off, you were just jelly. Especially after you had pretty much been using a corset for a long time. You know, your spine was mush. You were flabby. I thought it was slippery very well. You were getting a little overweight, but you're fucking doing whatever that thing. Yeah. They're going, here, let me tell you some truth. No generation of men is more conscious today of a woman's prevail than men of people. Because women are so just rolling out in front of you. And if you don't sit there and tell women how amazing they are, they'll start yelling at you if we're not appreciating them enough. You know? It's very visceral. Because you girls may not understand this these days, but it used to be men weren't allowed in to where babies were being born.
Yeah.
This is, now let me tell you, it wasn't because some man made a rule a long time ago that you had to stay away from women when they were in the middle of that. Trust me, the women were throwing you out. Because they didn't want to put up with you right now.
Oh, I'm in bed. I'm in bed. You were my
lot. Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, it's like it got so bad that it was just codified. You didn't do that. Only women were allowed to be in there. Except for one doctor, maybe. He said, and typically, he says, and doctors think it was kind of a new thing. By and large, it was a midwife.
Yeah.
Men weren't supposed to be in there at all. And trust me, it wasn't men making that role. It was the women making that role. This is women's domain. Anyway, and you're going, that's why when people talk about the patriarchy and stuff like that, it's like, yeah, the women basically sent us off to play games with each other. This is what politics is, this is what mass playing is. I hope we're not coming up to it. It's like there are a lot of things about cultural expectations. You don't see a lot of guys out coming up with some women doing it. And you go, what's the deal? Oh, no, I'm not saying guys don't do it. I'm just saying, of their own volition. I see guys going out and doing it. Me, more likely.
Yeah.
Part of a group.
When do you have to do it in the
And then don't get mad at me. For not being surprised, or for forcing them to do it, to go, excuse me, what normal call do you have to do? I thought we had the other side of that argument. And you guys were saying that you were being a bunch of misogynistic pigs by not letting you were.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to do that.
Well, that's why you have to do it the military police, which is, you know, all the military wives get together, and they all take care of each other. And you're almost kind of glad the husband goes on to have his defense for a little longer, because you can go home to your family, and it's okay, you know, it's acceptable. You don't have to feel like you're leaving your husband or something. Every single household, women ran like a queen, unless she just gave it up for one reason. And she created a lot to go into the abject slavery that men have to endure. Right?
Yeah.
If I want money, I've got to go do it. What about... You always say, oh, women were strict bosses, their husbands are strong, and you go, you know what? That fat woman should have broke that husband in 2 seconds. Says she was an idiot. Your mother had to handle these things. Says your husband is not a star. Says the thing is, go to the doghouse out. There's a smart system in the system. It doesn't matter. Having a disputation with your wife. You are wrong. And she is right. And pure and wonderful. The only thing about the world is if you come to that realization and just be grateful that she doesn't choose to do something wrong. That's it. No, people say, oh, it's not fair. You know, men should have as much rights as women. Women do it, so not. Well, in court, back in the old days, women didn't go to court. There was no, women were considered to be you did not accuse women. Women didn't commit crime. Well, women weren't held to the same standard, which is fine. I can say, it says, worked a lot better with women who were sheltering clothes, and the culture was
that they would behave like they do.
Guess what?
They mostly did. Really? Why do you think we have 10 men's prisons for every women's prison? I'm sorry. It's just a simple thing. It still is. I don't care how much even out that number. Still going to be. Most laws are written with men in mind.
Okay, let's turn off this. The corner.
The little thing where it gets close.
So, and you go, and I'm sorry. I know people say, oh, that's not fair. And you go, no. It's not the point. Because the point is, you got to control men. Women can take care of their own thing.
Go to play female things together. Go to play male things together.
See you later.
Absolutely. Bye.